USA Radio News.
Ukraine and Russia signed an agreement committing to let millions of tons of vital grain supplies ship out from Ukraine's long-blockaded southern ports. Russia has blocked Ukraine's Black Sea port since its full-scale invasion of the country on February 24, 2022, drawing accusations from the U.S. and Europe that President Vladimir Putin has weaponized food. The public school board in Uvalde, Texas, has put off a special meeting to discuss the fate of District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, with the board citing Arredondo's right to defend his actions that day in which 19 children and two teachers were fatally shot amid a multi-agency law enforcement response. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A federal judge in Texas has dismissed a lawsuit by the Texas Democratic Party that sought an order to allow mail-in voting for anyone who so chooses. The decision means that the state can continue to restrict no-questions-asked voting by mail to seniors, which the Democrats argue amounts to age and race discrimination. The White House announced that the U.S. is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. Ukraine forces have used U.S.-made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's larger and more heavily equipped forces. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Family Dollar is recalling more than 430 products that had been stored at the wrong temperature before being inadvertently shipped to the stores across the U.S. The recall covers a slew of items regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, including name brands like Alka-Seltzer, Bayer, Benadryl, Claritin, Colgate, Crest, Dove, Old Spice, and Tylenol. The recall comes because the products were, quote, stored outside of label temperature requirements, the notice posted by the FDA stated. People can return any of the recalled products to the Family Dollar store where they purchased without a receipt. Johnny Depp is confident.
Johnny Depp is confident his legal win against ex-wife Amber Heard won't be overturned. Heard is appealing the verdict in the defamation case involving her former husband. That's after the actress's lawyer filed an appeal Thursday in a Virginia court where a jury ordered her to pay Depp over $10 million. A spokesman for Depp telling the entertainment website Deadline the actor is confident the verdict won't change. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.